Being a light is not just always with your words, it's also with your actions and how you carry yourself, because be mindful, people are watching. They want to learn, or they want to understand. They see you smiling, they see you happy, they want to receive that.
Hey, my little angels, welcome back to another fine episode of Jean's Online Podcast. I'm your lovely host, Jean VA, and I talk all things from my perspective, the way I see it. And this is this week's episode of Bedtime Talks with Jean.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to this week's episode. This week, I'll be talking about the fishbowl philosophy. This is something that I learned in college. And ever since I learned about it, I was like, wow, this kind of just transformed my whole way of how I see the world, how I see my different relationships in life. I want to relate this to my walk with God, my walk with Jesus. Now, most people, their relationship is not showcased on platforms, but mine is. Now I want to highlight, before y'all get, you know, your panties in a bunch or whatever, part, like a minute, like a little, one little hair on my head is showcased on my platforms, on all of my platforms together. That's how much I show y'all when it comes to me and my relationship with God, okay? Now, I feel like some people, they get it twisted, they get it confused. Just because I share some things, I do not share all of the nitty of the gritty when it comes to me and my personal relationship with God. And I hope that y'all don't forget it, but y'all gonna do what y'all wanna do anyway, so that's just a little disclaimer. But that's neither here nor there. Let's get into the week recap. I had a roller coaster ride of emotions last week. Okay. I mean, I had just stuff coming left and right. I had so many different things coming at me at once. Like, it was so many tough conversations I had to have. I got good news. I didn't necessarily get like bad news, but there was news that was kind of like disheartening, or I was just like, oh my goodness, Lord, give me the strength so I can figure out how to get through this, or give me the strength so I can figure out how to talk to this person or that person. Let me control my emotions. And, you know, there was blessings received. So it's just like, we bless God anyway, despite it all. But this past week has definitely been a whirlwind of a ride. But I'm happy that I made it through. And now we have two more weeks until my birthday. By the time you see this episode, it'll be like roughly 1 week until my birthday. My birthday's April 3rd, y'all. So make sure y'all wish me one. So I've been kind of running around with my head cut off, trying to figure out finalized plans for my birthday, because I wanted to make sure I did what I wanted to do and prioritize myself, because I definitely, the theme for this year is pampering. Okay, I'm spending a little extra money on self, okay? Spending a little extra money on getting my feet and nails done, spending a little extra money on makeup. You know, I'm still gonna do my own hair, because I may not have that much money to spend an arm and a leg to get my hair done. But, you know, sometimes you just gotta take the time out to celebrate yourself. And no, it doesn't have to be just when your birthday is. In this season, it just so happens to be my birthday, so we just gonna overly celebrate. But yes, I'm excited for that. But going into this next week, because I am recording this on a Sunday, obviously y'all will see it on a Wednesday, of course. Oh, that was another thing. I got so busy because of the other blessings and the other, you know, opportunities God has in store for me. I almost wasn't able to drop for y'all last Wednesday, but I still was able to drop it. Now, oh, that's what I need to talk to y'all about. So as far as the podcast, okay, so I have not been posting my podcast clips like that. And for my little angels, because you is an OG supporter, if you're watching this video and if you've been watching me consistently, shouts out to you. I love you. Mwah, to all my little angels. If you don't know, now you know, that means my subscribers. But I was just like, oh, I haven't been posting my clips because I've been so busy. Now, of course, I would like to get back at that level, but for right now, the consistency as far as the clips may not be there. But it's okay, because you're still getting a full podcasting show. You're still getting the full, you know, 20 to 30 minute episode still every Wednesday. Because if you don't know, those podcasting clips, even if you use, I use Opus Clips, it still takes a lot to upload on 3 different platforms, have titling, and what is it called? Commentary. It's just a whole bunch of different things that I have to consider. And each, like, TikTok and Instagram are ran differently, and then YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube are all ran differently as far as the reels, the shorts, and, you know, the TikToks, they're just totally different. For the most part, I can copy and paste, but as far as titling and as far as music I use, those all have to be different for the most part. TikTok and Instagram are a little easier to copy and paste, but with YouTube, we love you, YouTube, but man, it's like you kind of have to come up with something else. But anyway, so that has been my busy week. It's been a lot going on, but I'm happy. If you can't tell, I'm in better spirits. I'm so excited for what the month of April has to offer. Now, I've been saying that stay tuned for March for all of my little angels, my subscribers. I've been letting y'all know, like, yeah, I got some stuff coming through. If you are a follower on TikTok, I've been letting y'all know, you know, stay tuned for March. We're gonna have to postpone some things that I had in mind, but again, make sure you go subscribe to my new YouTube channel, Jean's Eyeline Vlogs. It is a vlogging channel. Expect travel vlogs, expect day in the life vlogs, week vlogs, all type of those things. I'm pretty good at it. I like my vlogs. I get a lot of comments on my vlogs, and I think y'all will enjoy just a whole channel dedicated to the people who like to see what I do in my life. So yeah, it'll be linked in the description, and I will also probably put it up here. Make sure you go check that out. Okay, enough rambling of the updates. I feel like the updates and the week recap are just getting longer and longer each episode I go, because y'all, business is booming. We bless God. We thank him. I'm very happy of what everything, how everything is going on, but your girl got a lot on her plate that she's trying to get together. But without further ado, let's please get to the meat and the potatoes of this episode, because I really want to talk to y'all about the fishbowl philosophy. Now, before I get into a little story time of why I want to talk about this, let's break down what the fishbowl philosophy is. So now I have my own definition in my head and a better way that I feel like I can explain this philosophy, but I looked it up, of course, for all of my little angels to better understand what this theory or philosophy is. And of course, good old Google says the first principle of the fish philosophy is all about taking control of your mindset. You have the power to shape your attitude and approach to work each day. By adopting a positive and proactive outlook, you can influence not only your own experience, but also the atmosphere of your entire workplace. Now, to most of y'all, y'all like, what the heck does that have to do with anything? How do you relate that to God, to Jesus, and da 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 da? But let me break it down to you what I learned. There's a fishbowl, right? And there's a little fish. A lot of people compare this or talk about this relating to if you're in any leadership position, if you're in any type of organization, or if you had to be looked at as a certain way. Now, mind you, I learned this when I was trying to be a residential assistant at my college. And basically, they were letting you know that as a RA, as a residential assistant on campus, no matter where you go, there will always be eyes on you. So when you walk in your living room or you walk in a place and you see a fish tank, you see an aquarium, you know, people are always looking, they're always watching, observing your moves you make. And you may just be living your life, swimming along in your water, enjoying your life, but you don't know that a future manager or students are watching you, right? So it's important, because as an RA, you're technically a part of campus security, right? So forget all the college talk. Let's relate it to my walk with Christ. Being a believer, what Christians should do is we should focus on love, leading with compassion. Now, as people, as humans, sometimes that gets confused, that gets left behind. Now, we're human, so it becomes hard and it's natural. That does not make it okay. Not making excuses for anyone who has dealt with trauma, pain, hurt, whatever, from a believer in Christ. That being said, if you're a believer or if you strive to be a believer, we have to keep this in mind, right? And this does not just mean because I'm a content creator and I talk about God on my platforms that people are watching me. This is an obvious example, but even when I go in the grocery store or when I'm around friends, and if I claim that I'm a believer in God, and if I claim that I want to be a servant of Christ, then they will take that into consideration. So when we're going out and everyone's drinking or everyone's cursing or they're doing things, these are basic examples, but if they're doing things that as a believer believe or we shouldn't demonstrate, they may be like, I thought you were a Christian. I thought you were a woman of God. I thought you were XYZ ABC. Now, it's easier to judge from the outside looking in, right? Now, anyone who is a believer, we understand that struggling with removing yourself from sin becomes 10 times harder once you commit your life to God, because now your eyes have been awakened. Now you're like, okay, I no longer have an excuse to continue to live in this worldly sin or in any sin of the world. Now you wake up and you're like, okay, God, you done shown me. I was on my face praying. I was on my face asking for help. Now I know I can't do these certain sins, or I have conviction for whatever stuff is going on, right? So with that fishbowl philosophy, people are always watching you. And you may not know who is watching you. And it may be good eyes, it may be bad eyes. It may be eyes of, oh, encouragement, or maybe judgy eyes, eyes that are looked down upon you, like, oh, you're nobody, you're not gonna make it with me and my content. There could be people who wish ill upon me because I'm sitting here pursuing my dreams and I'm trying to take a more positive approach. But that's neither here nor there, right? What the main thing Jesus did when he was on this earth was lead with love. And he always talks about that. He explains that all throughout the Bible, that we need to love one another, right? So unfortunately, but fortunately, because there's checks and balances, when you're a believer in Christ and there's this fishbowl philosophy, you know, you're a fish, you're minding your business, and you have these people watching you, you have to be on your A game. But notice that you have to be on your A game, not just because of what other people think, but it's because it's the right thing to do. Have integrity, okay? Because not just the people of this world are watching you, God is watching you, you know? And he's a compassionate God. He knows what is best for us, but we can't just, this is also, I want to add that this is not to scare you. This is not to make you anxious. Like, oh, I always got to do the right thing, because we're imperfect. And to that degree, we're full of sin. So we're going to mess up sometimes. And I'm still learning myself to be gracious and understand that I'm not going to know how to reject my flesh each and every time. I'm not going to have the right things to say all the time. I may fall into sin. Something that I may struggle with is deciding the difference between venting and gossiping. That is something that's hard. And sometimes, because if I'm angry about something, now this is sinning because the word says be angry but sin not. So I may be angry, but then I may start gossiping. I may be like, yeah, man, and woody woo, and she did, and he did, and woo doo doo. Like, that's where it becomes tricky. That's something that the Lord is dealing with me on, because it's like, that's hard to not do. I'm gonna be real. It's hard not to want to get someone to understand how you feel. It's hard to fall into that trap. At the place that I'm at right now, it's hard to not fall in that trap. Think about the people that you are also impacting through this fishbowl philosophy. And that's another thing that I want to talk about that I also learned from going to school, or, you know, because to be an RA at my school, you had to take a class in order to be accepted, in order to get an interview to be an RA. And another thing they taught us was a lollipop moment. I have no idea why it's called that, but basically what it is that you're living your regular life and something that you did, an action that you did, positively impacts someone else, motivates someone else. These are two things that can be so impactful for your life and the next person's life. As a believer, you know that once you commit your life to Christ and you have a full understanding and you want to go beyond just, okay, I commit my life to you. I know you're my Lord and Savior. I know you died and rose again, but now I want to be a servant unto you. Once you have that philosophy, that knowledge, you understand that you no longer live for yourself. You live to serve. You live to help. And right now, I'm realizing that through that process, I'm motivating, I'm helping, I'm showing other people. Now, obviously, again, I'm more outspoken. I'm more out there with my love for God and what he has done for me. And I'm using this avenue to, in a sense, get people to understand the importance of a relationship with God. And I'm creating lollipop moments and not even knowing it, because this is something that I felt called to do, right? This is something that I felt would be helpful to people, but not just the words that I say to y'all, right? Because there's some people who will willingly watch my videos, but for the person, for the unbeliever, Jesus, for the unbeliever, that's who's getting these lollipop moments, right? Because the people who have known me from my past, they may not know me now. They may not understand me now, but through my actions and through my words, it's speaking life into them. It's motivating them. And that is what I live for. This is so much bigger than me. This is so much bigger than, yes, you know, his bedtime talks with Jean, you know, what Jean got going on, her midlife crisis or you know, beginning stages of life crisis, and how she's trying to figure out her relationship with God and how all these things are challenging. But it's also to show y'all a way. It's also to show y'all an avenue. It's to bring light and motivation that, not that y'all can do it, but also I'm showing y'all how to do it. Trying to, at least. Trying to show you how I'm doing it, hoping that maybe you can learn what to do and what not to do. Maybe, just maybe. But I just love, like, these two things stuck out with me. And I learned this, like, my sophomore year in college. So for the remainder of my college career, I was just like, that's so cool to think about. Now, if you don't like the spotlight, you may be like, ah, I don't want people looking at me. I don't want people worried about me. But that's life. And that's the philosophy of it, that no matter what you do, you're still part of that fishbowl philosophy, and you're still, you know, you still experience lollipop moments. Now, the reason why I want to talk about these things is because I had one of my own recently this past week, but someone from, you know, way back when, an old college friend, and I haven't talked to this person in months. And, you know, we kind of had a falling out, and, you know, things weren't the best. But this person randomly called me at like 10, 11 at night the other night. And I looked at my phone and I'm like, oh, Lord, I feel like something bad must have happened. Like, there must be some drama, or, like, I don't know. Like, I instantly got like a bad feeling because of our history. But then I'm like, but nah, Lord, even if it was like you, I never know what could have, what, why could this person be calling me? So I pick it up and I'm like, hello, you know, I'm kind of nervous because I'm like, I have no idea what's going to come out of their mouth. So I'm like, hello. And they're like, hey, you know, they understood that I would probably be shocked that they called. Holy Spirit told me to answer that phone. And I'm glad I did, because it was such a needed conversation. Like, they were embarking on their journey, their walk with God, and they thought that I would be of use or helpful to them. And I'm like, man, I don't I'm still trying to figure stuff out myself. But what I do know is I have faith in God, and I have faith that he can help you in whatever season you're in. As much faith as I have in my situation that he's going to help me, I know he can help you. And, you know, we just, it was such, like, and I feel like that person really needed someone to talk to. And I feel like they went into the mindset thinking that I may have not needed to have that conversation as much as they did. And that's what I mean, because they were talking about how they watched my videos and they saw, you know, me embarking on my spiritual journey, and they thought that they could reach out to me. And I'm like, I'm just doing me. And me doing what I feel like is necessary, what I feel like is impactful, was helping them, you know? And I was just like, wow. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I got emotional on the call, because I'm like, that's how God works. That no matter who you are, that he will still use you as a puzzle piece for the benefit of someone else's life. And I wholeheartedly believe that both of us were used in each other's life to reach that next level, or to get back on track. Because as much as they needed help, I needed motivation. As much as they needed to get something off of their chest, I needed to get something off of my chest. So it was like, it was much needed. And I was like, praise God, because he will also use people that you will never in a million years think. And that's another thing that happens when you don't move in unforgiveness. Because if I was still embittered or just mad, thinking like, oh, this person has called me on some drama, they would have never got the blessing that's coming from them, because they were obedient to the Holy Spirit and I was obedient to the Holy Spirit. And I'm just so thankful for that opportunity, because it's like, it was a reminder of who God is and the goodness that he can do. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, man, yeah. So I was getting like geeked or whatever. But that just motivated. I was sitting in church and my pastor was talking, and sometimes, you know, I be getting ideas for the podcast at randomest of times. And I got this idea, and I was thinking about the person who called me. And then I had a whole revelation of, like, basically how that person came about. You know, I just had like a whole revelation. I was just like, wow, that was literally the fishbowl philosophy. You know what I'm saying? That, like, I'm just doing me, but me doing me impacted someone else's life. And it was a lollipop moment, because whatever I said, whatever my actions were upon my walk with Christ, impacted their life and made them feel comfortable enough to come and confide in me about things. And I was just like, glory, glory. That was honestly probably a highlight of my week. And I just wanted to share that onto y'all because, you know, I feel like that's why God always talks about being a light. And I feel like that's why it's important. And the word says it too, for us to share our testimonies, right? And understanding that being a light is not just always with your words, it's also with your actions and how you carry yourself. Because be mindful, people are watching. You may not know who's watching you or why they're watching you. And it's not all about a monitoring spirit. I know everybody, you know, those are real, but not everyone is monitoring you in a negative way. They want to learn, or they want to understand. They see you smiling, they see you happy, they want to receive that. So let's not always be on the defense mode and be like, oh, people watching me. Well, I mean, I am a content creator, and I cannot stand when other content creators be like, oh, it's a monitoring spirit and da da da. Like, chill out, okay? You are posting all of your business for the world to see. So to a degree, being a light is impactful and it's needed. Just like Jesus came and he showed us, he was an example. So now we have to live up to his standards, his expectations. Come on, somebody. If you don't know about expectations, you need to check out last week's episode. The being a light, you're going to shine no matter where you go, whether you want to or not. Because if you believe in what you believe, and that covering that's going to come with that belief, you're going to have a hedge of protection around you that people will propel off of you. Would you rather sit amongst people who don't have your best interests, sit amongst thieves, liars, people who don't care about you, or sit alone, okay, and allow those people to propel in a different direction that's not on your path? I feel like the decision is pretty obvious, but that's up to you to decide. But and as far as like testimonials, sometimes the testimony is not just the story that comes out of your mouth. Sometimes the testimony is what people can see of the direction of your life. And I feel like that's the best testimony. When people can see you become unrecognizable, when they can see the little transformation, that is enough motivation. That is enough testimony to change someone's life. And don't ever think that your testimony isn't grand enough. Because nothing is new under the sun, meaning that things that you have gone through, someone else around this world didn't been through the same thing or feel the same way as you do. If you may not like what I have to say, you may not agree, but it's the truth. So that's all I got on that. And honestly, that really has been the theme of this last week, of being able to see the puzzle pieces move together. And I feel like when people see you become unrecognizable, when people see the testimony of your life without you even have to tell your story yet, that is them seeing those puzzle pieces coming together in real life. God has finally blessed me to see more puzzle pieces moving in 3D in front of my eyes. Because I talked about on TikTok that, well, I made a little joke on how like part of my tax returns came through, and I knew they were coming, but I didn't know when, right? Like, we all know tax, you know, your tax season, your money coming in, but I didn't have an exact date. And, you know, money was a little tight, and I was like, I could really use it. And lo and behold, I went to go move some money over, and I saw it. I was like, glory. But I was like, hey, my money's here. But, you know, the Holy Spirit was kind of showing me in that moment that, yes, God is going to tell you the dream. He's going to show you the vision. But he's not going to show you when, where, and maybe sometimes not even the how of how that vision is going to come to fruition. So you just got to keep pushing, keep believing that everything's going to come together. And through prayer and literally face on the ground, like, Lord, please show me something of how this is all working together. And he finally showed me some puzzle pieces that were working together. And I'm so happy for that. And it's so motivating when you're able to realize how positively you're impacting other people. When you're positively impacting other people, it makes you more motivated that, like, you know what? Let me get back into that secret place. Let me get more deeper to see what else God has for me, what else he wants me to do. How many other people can I impact? How many other people can I help using God's word and using what he tells me to do? Because that is the goal. The goal is to help people see the reality that peace is beyond the horizon. And it's actually a lot closer than some of us may think. But depression, oppression, and all these other things get in the way, and they clog our vision. But I'm telling y'all, it's right there, and you can grab it. Just keep going, keep pushing, okay? Just keep going and keep pushing. But that's just the way I see it, y'all. Thank you so much for watching this week's episode of Bedtime Talks with Jean. I'm your lovely host, Jean Vier. Don't you forget it. It's a name to be remembered. Okay. Thank you to all my podcast listeners. And don't you ever forget that I love you. I may be very unimportant to your life, but it doesn't matter because God, the man upstairs, top dog, G-dog, he loves you more than I could ever love you. But what's most important is that he loves you. And that's true, genuine, agape love. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I hope you all get some good night's rest. And I'll see y'all next week on Bedtime Talks with Jean. Peace.